We're trying to get through Simin Kufpei, and we're talking about Maleach Kuroseya. And we noted yesterday that there is a Hatira that the Rav has in his sheet on page Resh Dalet, etc., where the Rav discusses whether Maleach Kuroseya operates based on the principle of Charifos or the principle of Chamimos. And we presented a number of nafkaminas, including whether the halacha of salting meat in order to remove the dam is it the same as salting meat in order to create layers. Another issue that the Rav addresses is in Siman Tzadi Aleph, Se'ef Hey, where we have the din of Maliach Kiroseach that we noted. On how much salt you have to put on. And the Rama writes, or the Mechaber writes, that we only say Maleach Kuroseach if it is Shoha Kedei Malicha Nekedera, meaning that the din of Maleach Kuroseach only sets in when you have the amount of time that is necessary to remove the dam from the piece of meat. That's shoha kidei melicha lekedera, meaning there's only maleach kuroseach if it lasts 18 minutes. If it's 19 minutes, it's maleach kuroseach. 17 minutes is no maleach kuroseach. Rama writes, v'yesh aimrim, de'la'achar sheshoha b'molcho shi'or melicha, lo mikri acharkach roseach. The Rama quotes, that Maleach Kuroseach is only Maleach. Again, Maleach Kuroseach in terms of Lias Isser, that's only within the first 18 minutes. But after 18 minutes have elapsed, so then I don't say Maleach Kuroseach. So the Rav in his Shiurim explains Hazoi. He says that one could argue that Charifos works in opposite directions than Chamimos. Chamimos means that the longer it's there, the hotter it gets. Especially if I'm talking about Melach, Midin Chamimos, which I assume is something like my Chavrusa years ago, Tani Cohen, Rabbi Tamkin Cohen, Rav Shapter's son-in-law, pointed out that maybe it's something along the lines of like spontaneous combustion, which actually happens like in a composting pit. It gets hot over time. Salt and other organic materials can become hot over time. The longer it's there, the hotter it becomes. Charifos, however, goes in the opposite direction. That the longer it's there, the less charif it becomes, no? If I take an onion and I, let's say, cook the onion, a cooked onion is mamish sweet. A raw onion is mamish hard. If I take an onion and I cut it right away, it's mamish going to be hard. We know that like a shriveled onion is not nearly as sharp as a freshly cut onion. Charifos diminishes over time. However, chamimos increases over time. So one could argue that this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama, again, this is all rough world, rough lumdus, but the Rama says that I do not consider it Maleach Kuroseach after it's been there. A sheer malicha. Again, these shittos are, right, you can't reconcile these two. Right? The Rama says after 18 minutes, it's not a problem. The Mechaber says it's only a problem after 18 minutes. Right? So that issue probably, or perhaps I should say, depends on whether it's a din in chamimos or charifos. Again, perhaps. This again goes back to the beginning of the Zman when we spoke about how the use of chakiras is more for the yafeh than the nachon, right? Or for the yafeh than the emes. because if you play the name game, it's not going to work out. But this chakira, whether it's chamimus or charifos, is usable in terms of remembering the sugya.
Yeah, what exactly is the case of the Ramah? Meaning, if you have salt.
So let's say I have a trace piece of meat that touches, that comes in contact with a salty, malicha is only maflet, right? So I have a kosher piece of meat that's put on top of a salty treif piece of meat. So if I put it there within the first 18 minutes of the salt being on the meat, it's a problem. The non-kosher meat, right? Again, remember, right? Malicha only works to be maflet. Oh, yeah.
Do you rarely ever look at the
after? Yes, absolutely. Nachon.
You get the Ramah passing at the end of
the Ramah writes that you can rely on this shita b'makayim hefzin merupa letzarech sudas letzarech sudas Shabbos, etc. Right, but the point is this daya seems to be operating with the charifos svara. Let's talk a teeny bit more. There is a comment of Hagon Reb Akiva Eger. The Gon Reb Akiva Eger in Sif Hey, Tzadiyav Sif Hey. If you remember, there is a shaila of how much salt you need to create Maleach Roseach and Bleas Isser. Right? We said that according to Rashi, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael and Taisus on Kofi Beis, you need maliach la'orcha, or right, the amount of salt that mamish preserves the meat. We said that according to the second opinion, Taisus, Rabbi Nutam, even maliach la'kedera, even enough salt to draw the blood out of the meat. There's a third type of malicha that we noted, which is called malicha la'tzli, which is a minhag, that when you get the dam out of a piece of meat, so the minhag is that we put a teeny bit of salt on it. The Rama writes, Yesh anu ein bekim bedavar, v'yesh an lachshav afilu mlichas tzli k'roi seyach, v'tay v'lachar, v'lakum shein hefzim beruba. Right, the Rama writes that when I talk about the amount of dam necessary for maliach kiroseyach, but the amount of salt, thank you, that's a for maliach kiroseyach, so even malicha letzli is sufficient, right? We're machmir for that opinion because anu ein anu b'kiyim. We have another ein anu b'kiyim by us in Mekufei that technically speaking, right, we said there's a difference between meat that's kaplish, which is theoretically going to aser kadei flipa, and let's learn like the shach and something that's somewhat shamein versus something that's very shamein in terms of whether asers kadei netila asers bekulo. Like chaylev is going to aser bekulo because it's very fatty. The Rama writes that ain on the bekin, that we don't know what is considered shamein, what's not considered shamein, right? The Rama, the beginning of, it's a long Rama, but he writes, "For teaching ain on the bekin being baser shamein lekachosh." So therefore, we always are mishayir b'shishim, right? So we're mishayir b'shishim because maybe it's going to be shamein. Shayin, do I put the two ain on the bekinims together? Do I say that if I have a piece of meat which is salted kitzli, I put a tiny bit of salt on it, and it's a piece of meat that lefi ra'os ha'ayin appears kachosh, do I say that a teeny bit of salt with, what's it called? With meat that is apparently kachosh is going to ask for the kulay. Do I say two in anu, the kiyams together? So the shach, as understood by the Prima Godim by us in Kuf Hei Sif Seidas Oschavav, he says that you know what? We're going to be machmir, but ain hefse meruba, that even if it's kachosh and malicha mu'etas, we're going to aser bekulai. That's what the Prima Godim says. Reb Kiva Eger over here in Sadi Aleph writes that maybe lo omrim tarati ein anu bekiyim. We don't say ein anu bekiyim twice. We don't say that ein anu bekiyim between kachosh and shamein and ein anu bekiyim between the amount of salt. Now, l'cha'ora, this din depends on the lumdus of ein anu bekiyim. Is the pshat that a machmir because there are some who are machmir and it's ki'ilu, I treat it like a suffik? If it's ki'ilu, I treat it like a suffik, so hasvara no sendes, so if I have two ein anu bekiyim, that's like a svek sveka. No? Oh, however, one can argue that ein anu bekiyim is not that we treat it like a real suffik. The ein anu bekiyim is that we institute a din that we're choshesh for savar fin ashitas. It's not that we're suffik whether these shitas are correct, right? But ein anu, right, in each case, it's like some shita. One case is like a ravi, one case is whatever it is. There are some shitas. Is the pshat that really choshesh for those shitas, that it's really a suffik that they are correct? Or maybe we don't know. Let me say it the other way. Is it I'm choshesh for the shitos, and therefore in each case is like a din that we're machmir? Or maybe it's just like a suffix. If it's just like a suffix, then we could argue that I'll be machmir on one suffix. I won't be machmir on many sfeikas. It could be that the suffix is a suffix, let's say, in mitzias. So it's perhaps like a suffix chesavim yediya l'kol ha'olam. No? No one knows what is kachosh, what's shamein. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how much salt is maflat in Isser. It's like a chesavim yediya.
Isn't that a halachic question? How much Isser is allowed to remain? How much needs to go out? That's not halachic.
I'm not sure. Again, the difference between kachosh and shamein, it could be it's a mitzias question, it's for sure. Correct. Right, so one could, right, but the point I'm trying to get at is when Reb Kiva Eger argues on the Prima Godim about not saying two ein anu bekiyims, this could be very relevant for many, many cases. This machlokas. I say Shurman Nidos is a discussion that, like, Rasa Dan Bahashtana, a woman sees, Kailo's saying this, no? Rasa Dan Bahashtana, a woman sees blood when she's urinating. So, in on the Bekiyim, the Rama writes, between Mizanekes and Shoseses, or whatever it is, right? You don't know what's considered coming out in droplets and what's considered a real flow. Obviously, there are certain cases that are klar, but, like, very often it's in on the Bekiyim, which is which. We also have ein anu bekiyims in other areas of Hilchus Nida. There's certain ein anu bekiyims that's in the colors of dam. So do I put the two ein anu bekiyims together? Right, according to the Mishnah, according to the strict halacha, there's only dalar maros damim that are hey maros damim, four reds, one black. That's a problem. No? Do I say ein anu bekiyims twice? So the Velt is totally machmir on that. No? Totally machmir. Right? We don't say that we do not say two ein on the bekiyims. Right? We don't neman like Reb Kiva Eger. But yesh la'ayin in many areas of halacha. If I have that sefer by my makom the Kinyan Deyar, if Moshe Sternbach's son-in-law, so he tries to be megavev certain sources like in Hilchos Melicha, for example. If you don't do a hadacha rishona on the piece of meat, remember when I do Melicha to get the blood out of a piece of meat, I have hadacha rishona, then I put the salt on, and I have hadacha shniya. If I don't do hadacha rishona and I put a little bit of salt on, does that create a problem or not? And if it creates a problem, does it aser the meat entire? Right? So that, or it doesn't only aser the meat a little bit. So those are based on two ein anu bekiyims. You get an impression from over there that we are machmir on that question. Again, these are all points that are worth discussing. Zachariah?
I think like the certain, I think we're seeing in different areas of halacha, some areas of halacha, the point of the ein anu bekiyim is just that to simplify the halacha and flatten it. parts of another area is practicing for something.
Right. In other words, like by Dam Basulin, right? So in on the Bikim, according to many Rishonim, the reason why so machmer on Dam Basulin, it's like Al Gore once in a presidential debate. Fuzzy math. I don't know. Right? That's like Al Gore lost, or actually I think he won, but that's a different story. But the word is that, yeah, in certain areas of halacha, there's too many details, so Chazal make a takana, so to speak. Okay, but these points are worth noting and kind of having this repeat. I meant to ask of Schefter this morning, but he ran out of the base measure. Like maybe he has some overarching principle that when I say two in on the Bikims and when I don't say two in on the Bikims. Happens when Five O'Cohen is not willing to tip his hat in this machlokas. He says, Tzarech Ian Ladino, thank you very much. But these are the points we wanted to make in Simin Kufhei, Sif Tess. Good. There is a din that defuse nachrim, right? Meaning, can I make cheese? This is Sifyud Beis. Can I make cheese in a cheese form that Goyim used to make their own cheese? Goyish cheese is treif. Gvinas akum is a problem. And can I make my kosher cheese in the same keli? So the Tosfos on Kuf Yud Gimel says that the Minika Olam is that we do this. And the reason why this is the Minika Olam is because the Melach does not really impact on the Keli. And therefore, it's Ki'ilu, it is Tahar Maluach, and Tomei Tafel, where the din of Maliach Kareiseach doesn't apply. The Melach doesn't take effect on the Keli, and therefore its Ki'ilu, the Keli, remains unsalt, it remains Tafel. And the halacha is, if I have Tahar Maluach, kosher cheese, which is salted, Tomei Tafel, so it's going to be okay. That is the din. Shach Eismen Beis quotes it that way. Ken Kasfu Haposkin. That's what the Shach writes. The Gon over here, Reb Elijah Kramer Vilna in Os Ayin Ches, points out that, yeah, that's the Shita of the Tosfos, but the Rush has a different take on the situation. The Rush says that it's not the pshat that the melach cannot be maflit from the peli, but the pshat is that al yedei the melicha, the keli can't become treif. Right? Did this keli that I used to make cheese, did this keli ever become treif? How would the keli become treif? It would become treif because, again, I'm not an expert cheesemaker, but the way the keli would become treif, is because the melach, the salt, right, makes the keli treif. Well, zucked the Rush in Perek Kol HaBasar Simin Membeis, the Rush writes that Malicha doesn't have the ability to make the Keli absorb. Right? Unlike Tosfos, who says Malicha doesn't have the ability to make the Keli give off, the Rush says Malicha doesn't have the Koach to make the Keli absorb. Massive nafgaminas, right? Let's say I have a Keli that the Goyim used, and it was Boileya and Isser, right? Ayidei Roschem. I have a Keli that the Goyim used, and it absorbed the Tarfis, right? Hot water, it absorbed Tarfis. And then I salt in that Keli. According to the Rush, it's not going to be a problem. according to Tosfos, right, making cheese in that keli is not going to be a problem because melicha doesn't have the koach to be maflet from the keli. Right? That's the big machlokas that the Gra points out between the Rush and the between the Rush and the Balei HaTosfos about how to understand this din. There are many other nafgaminas in this issue. If you look in the Taz, Ais Chaf Beis, he discusses whether by Yayin it's going to be a problem. The Ramah writes here in Seif Yud Beis that Moliach Kiroseach doesn't have the koach lahaflit mina kli masha balua betocho. You get an impression from the Ramah that Moliach Kiroseach is not mafled from a keli. You get an impression also, like Tosfos says, that Moliach Kiroseach is not mafled from any keli, not only the fusim shel nachrim that they use to make a vina, but Moliach Kiroseach is not mafled from any keli, which would be the sheet of Tosfos. And the Gra points out, yeah, that's the sheet of Tosfos. But the Rush disagrees with this Yesod. There's a discussion in the Taz about if a keli absorbed al yedei cold. So maybe even according to the Rush's Mahalach, that's not considered a treif keli for Malicha to bring it out. Right? Let's say it absorbed yayin nesa. Again, I'm reading the Taz Nos Chavches my way. The Reb Kiva Eger over here quotes in the Teferis Moshe that if you read the Sugya, the Tosis on Kuf Yud Gimel, Tosis on Kuf Yud Gimel and the Rush, they're both talking about the Fusim Shel Nachrim Shel Eitz. They're talking about wooden kalim. Now, wooden kalim, right, I'll say it like this. What about Kli Cheres? So we know that Kli Cheres has more koach Livloa. Do I say that by Kli Cheres, the Melach is going to work Lahaflet? I have no raya that Kli Cheres is more mafletable. I have sugyas that indicate that Kli Cheres is, more Bolea of all. I don't have sugyas that it is more mafletable, right? If there would be such a word. But the point that we're getting at is that this discussion in Reb Kiva Eger about whether it's true by Kli Cheres as well, perhaps, is totally in this question, the machlokas between the Rush and Tosfos about what is the rationale behind Ein Melicha B'Kelim. Good? That's the next Ta'ara that we had. The Tosfos on Huf Yud Gimel Omer Aleph, Tosfos first says that people use kalim for, people use the fusim shel nachrim in order to make their cheese. And then Tosfos adds on that maisim b'choyom, that people put salt in a treif plate. Let's say you buy a plate and the plate is treif. So people all the time put salt in that plate. Masim b'choyom, demelach b'ko'arish mishdamshin bol basar, lochem mimenu, lases mimenu b'cholav. You'll take salt that was in the fleshic plate and you'll use it for milchiks. The assumption is that ein melicha b'kelim, and meaning to say the salt is not going to draw out any tam iser or any tam of fleshiks and put it into the salt. And if I use that salt for, what's it called? Right? Therefore, I use that salt and I'll put it in milchik. Tosis is only speaking about fleshik to milchik. One could have argued that therefore Tosis is saying that it's based on the rule of nat bar nat. Right? Nat bar nat means that the plate absorbed flesh and it goes from the plate into the salt and from the salt into the milchik. Nat bar nat to hetera is okay. Right? If that would be the case, so if I have a treif plate, it would be a problem. So the Shachan Osmem Gimel says, no. It's not based on nat bar nat. Even though Dabar Charif is an exception to the rule of nat bar nat, and even though salt is a Dabar Charif, but with five O'Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan explains the Shach Osmem Gimel that Dabar Charif is only an issue when you have Duchke de Sakino also. If you don't know what these principles are, we'll get to them later on in the year. But just having salt in the keli does not make the absorbed flavor in the keli come out. Although salt is a dabar charif, if I cut the salt, let's say I grind the salt on the plate, then maybe it could come out. But just the salt itself doesn't come out. Therefore, this din would be true zak d'shach, even if it's a treif plate. Right? The din is true sai by a milchiga plate, using the salt for fleshiks, and sai by a treif plate, taking the salt and using it. Of course, if the salt is moist already, so then we're choshesh that it's going to be a problem. Also, if the plate was not washed and there's tarfis on the plate potentially, so then it's going to be a problem. We're talking about a clean treif plate, a clean milchik plate. That is the din that we learned. That's Se'if, what is it, Yud Gimel. The same halacha appears in Sadi Hei Se'if Zayin. In Sadi Hei Se'if Zayin, it says also that salt that's in the milchik plate, it's okay to use for fleshiks, but Hamachmir Tavol Lav Bracha, Ki Yesh Machmirim. So what's this pshat, the Hamachmir Tavol Lav Bracha? So most understand that it's based on the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Hamachmir Tavai Olav Bracha, the end of that Tosfos, Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibra Masmah Tahar. Tosfos we've been talking about all day. Tosfos says, Hamachmir Tavai Olav Bracha. But one could understand, says the Taz there in Sadi Hei Sif Zayin, one could understand that Machmir Tavai Olav Bracha is true only by Defusei Nachrim. By Defusei Nachrim, because the Goyim have been using this cheese form many, many, many times, so then Svara Nosenes, that perhaps it's more likely to give off its flavor. And Svara Nosenes, that because you make the cheese in it, so therefore it's going to create a problem. And there are Rishonim, that by Defusei Nachrim it's a problem. The Hagos Ashri there, In Perakol HaBasar, Simin Mem Beis, Hagos HaShri says that the Fusei Shel Nachrim is a problem. But no Rishon says that you should not use a salt that was in a milchik keli. No Rishon says, again, we're talking about plain salt that's on the plate. Can you take that salt and use it in a milchik, use it for fleshik, so it's a milchik plate? No Rishon says this. Zakt the Taz, an interesting vart, that if you read the Tosfos, Tosfos says Maisim b'chol yom, that people take salt from a milchik plate and use it in fleshiks. Tosfos does not say Maisim b'chol yom about the defusim. The Taz says that it's not shayich to say Machmir tavo olav bracha about something which is Maisim b'chol yom, something that they do all the time. That means the Taz says, who's the they? The they isn't, you know, a Jew who is borderline Orthodox. The they is Mamish, B'nai Torah, Smicha students in Yeshivas of any Yitzchak Elchanan. If they are doing it all the time, you can't say, Machmir Tavol Bracha, says the Taz. But you think Smicha guys in YU aren't Machmirim, right? This is what the Taz writes. It's beautiful Taz. Who tamu ma'aid? Mashagos and maisim b'chol yom. Our kochim chamevi me'anoshim chashuvim loan them. We're talking about Choshev Menshin, who learned Torah. V'chi heim b'chlal ha-motziim atzma m'chlal ha-bracha. They say, mach m'tav la-bracha. You think of why you, smicha student, would Rachman al-Atzlan not want a bracha? Can't be. So therefore, the Taz says that there's no machmer tabala bracha on the salt that's in the plate. Machmer tabala bracha is only on the defus. That's what the Taz writes. Shach, nekudas hakesef, simin sadi hei, besofo. Shach writes, what are you talking about? Maisim b'chol yom? We have maisim b'chol yom all the time. All the time when there are from, right, we have maisim b'chol yom and we still say machmer tabala bracha. This happens all the time. How come we're machmir in this case? So the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef writes that maybe the concern is that you didn't wash the plate so well. Maybe the concern is like some fleshic residue, etc. But we're going to be machmir, says the Shach, even not to use salt that's in a fleshic plate, not to use that salt for milchik. This is a different din than what we encountered in Siman Peches. In Siman Peches, we encountered a din about having a separate salt container that I dip in, right? We have separate ones for milchiks and fleshiks. That's because there's a concern that maybe I'll stick some flesh into the salt shaker itself. Well, here I'm talking about the guf ha-salt that was in the milchik plate. Can I reuse that guf ha-salt for fleshiks? So the Taz says, absolutely, mutter gomar l'chatchio, no problem, right? No, even machmir tavol alav bracha. The Shach says, yeah, machmir tavol alav bracha. The last din that I wanted to talk about in Kuf Hey, we actually know how to move if we try, no? So the last din in Kuf Hey is the famous din of Melach Habalua Midam. So Taisa's Kuf Kes. If I have a piece, some salt that absorbed dam in it, although salt is ordinarily considered a milsa davida lataima, and therefore it won't be bottle. But when I have melach habalua midam, so then the salt itself is not treif. The salt is only treif because it absorbed dam. So therefore, it's not considered milsa davida lataima, and it's going to be bottle. Now, this din makes perfect sense according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber does not hold of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim. But according to the Ramah, who says that we do hold of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, so, and the Ramah over here does not disagree with the Mechaber, so how does this din make any sense? Right? The Melach HaBalua Midam, L'Cha'ora, the entire bit of Melach becomes a Chepza of Dam. We hold of Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim. Right? Now, this issue is, of course, what we spoke about a number of times. The Rav has this in his shiur on page 266, that the din of Chanan b'sha'ari surim is unrelated to the din of Tam Ke'ikar. Tam Ke'ikar potentially is transformative. Potentially. Some. But it's only transformative in terms of cheshbening ice, how much after mvatel. But this din of... what's it called? This din, even if you hold the Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, etc. Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim doesn't mean that mamish becomes aser. No one's going to say that your mamish have to be mevatel the entire bit of melach. Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim, even according to those that Tam Kicker is the Oiraisa, the Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is the Rabbonim. It's not really connected. So the Rav brings a raya to his yesod that Chanan B'Sha'ari Surim is not the pshat of Tam Ke'ikar. It's not really transformative. The raya that the Rav brings is from this se'if of Melach HaBalua Midam, Ayin Shi'urei Herb, page 266. Gentlemen, have a great, glorious, marvelous Shabbos.